which had more sequels, Rocky or Police Academy? If you know the answer, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your gnarly host, Darian. Coming up, we're going back to Saturday, March 26, 1988.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to our story.
Don't pout, check it out. Zach's gonna show you what work's about.
Hi, time for timer. What? No time for breakfast.
It was a Saturday on March 26th, 1988. Janet B. Evans swims the 1500 meter freestyle female world record of 15:2.10 seconds. And while she was swimming like crazy, the rest of us headed down to the mall to check out 2 new movies. Biloxi Blues and Johnny B. Good. Michael Jackson had the number one song, Man in the Mirror. Meanwhile, the Judds were turning it loose with their number one country hit, Turn It Loose. That's gonna do it for me, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna figure out what that Time for Timer character is. He looks like a big ball of yellow something that I sneezed into a tissue. I'll catch you tomorrow in another 80s flashback.
And that's when to grow on.